Okay, today we start the sermon with a question. So, do you consider yourself someone who truly understands others well? No. Thank you. You're honest. Thank you. And have you ever found yourself in a situation where you misunderstood someone or a different culture? Like that. So, for example, the Brian, can you handshake? I'm asking handshake. Yeah, that's right. Why I want to handshake with Brian? Because every time when I handshake someone, especially at my theological college, usually like Brian, just eye contact and we handshake. And no one like this, just handshake with eye contact. But in my case, that's, I think, a Korean manner. Usually when I handshake to older person, we like this, no eye contact. If I eye contact, that means challenging. So just, eye contact, no eye contact, just handshake. And sometimes I handshake with two hands, like this. This is expression for respect to the older person. So I handshake for 3 years like that in theological college, but 3 years later, a lecturer told me, oh, that's very interesting. I watched you for 3 years, you're handshaking, you're already same. So why you wait for a long time for 3 years? Just so you can tell me. And also, as you know, I went to Japan as a trip. At the time, I took the elevator to going down. But Japanese is really polite. So there was a woman waiting together for elevator. And elevator is come and open the door. And I told her, get in, late first, get in. And she told me, dojo. Dojo means please or after you, the dojo. So, no, late first. She said, dojo. Yeah, just push the door. So, and couple of months later, I was told from some of my friend, Mike, in Tokyo or Japan, so the manner is you take the elevator last. So that means there is a couple of Japanese there, everyone said dojo, dojo, dojo. No one get in the elevator. Yeah. So yes, at the time I took the elevator, I got in the elevator first. And then they got in and they looked like proud. I'm really polite person or something like that. That's the, different culture. And our Filipinos family, so have you ever experienced some different culture or something or some misunderstood? That's great. I didn't know about that. Yeah, Tom? Yeah. Funeral is another one I felt really cultural difference. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway. And finally, Greg, I know you have someone, right? A Fijian wife, sorry. Yeah, so you have something? Wow. Thanks for sharing that. So I think, but this is a multicultural country. This is a multicultural context. So I believe most of us are open to different opinions and cultures or contexts. Just sometimes we don't know about that, but we can learn. And then we can respect to each other. the openness is not just an opinion. It is essential in our interconnected world. It leads us actively to participate in understanding and helping others who may be living in different or challenging circumstances. Reflecting on this idea last week, I discovered that the gospel is remarkably open to understanding and participating in the lives of various people and situations. Actively engaging with a context is crucial to understanding it, and that's precisely what Jesus did. Sorry. In Mark 1:29-39, we witness Jesus' compassionate nature as he goes to Simon Peter's house to heal Peter's mom-in-law. Furthermore, he continued his healing ministry for sick people who came to him. Jesus did not isolate himself, but actively engaged with the lives and struggles of those around him. This example reveals the significance of being present in the lives of others, seeking to understand their situations and extending a helping hand. Similarly, in 1 Corinthians 9:16-23, the Apostle Paul expresses the burning desire within him to share the gospel. He states, "To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, so as to win those under the law to those not having the law. I became like one not having the law to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak." Paul recognized the need to adapt to different people, cultures, and circumstances to effectively communicate the message of salvation. His stance was to deliver the gospel well through effective communication with other cultural background. Paul tried to adapt the gospel message to all people without compromising its core, embracing diverse people perspectives to better connect with others. As followers of Christ, we are called to emulate Jesus' participation in helping those in difficult situations and Paul's adaptable approach in various contexts. We are called to beyond our comfort zones and actively seek to understand the challenges, joys, and sorrows of those around us. It is not enough to stay within the confines of our own circles. Rather, we must go to the people, just as Jesus went to Peter's mother-in-law and Paul went to various places and cultures. Why is understanding others is crucial? The answer lies in the very essence of the gospel. We are not merely proclaimers of the good news. We are participants in it. The reason we share the gospel is not just to convey a message, but to actively participate in the transformational work of God in the lives of others. When we understand the people well, we become vessels through which God's love and grace flow into their lives. In our pursuit of understanding, let us not forget the ultimate example set by Jesus. He walked among us, shared in our joys and sorrows, and ultimately laid down his life for our redemption. As we strive to understand others well, let us remember that our mission is rooted in love, compassion, and genuine desire for the well-being of those we encounter. Just last week, I received an email from Judy Martin of Andrew Center. She expressed gratitude for our church's support and shared the recent issues and difficulties faced by people in challenging situations. It was especially about people struggling in the high cost of rental and families struggling to secure regular jobs. The email provided valuable insights into the reality these people face. So I want to encourage each one of you to participate in the work of understanding and helping people. Whether through volunteering, financial donations, or prayers. This is a tangible way to participate in the gospel. I think our church is very good to do that, participate in the gospel. We support Andrew Center, Samaritan Purse, and Christmas Ball, etc. We are doing well, but we never stopped that work. We need to still continue what we have done. May we, like Jesus, be moved with compassion to actively engage in the lives of others. May we, like Paul, be willing to adapt and relate people from various walks of life. And may we, as participants in the gospel, bring the transformative power of God's love to every corner of our world. I close this sermon by echoing the words of 1 Corinthians 9:23. The Apostle Paul said, "Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to have a deep understanding for others. May our hearts be open to diverse perspectives, cultures, and needs. Inspire us to actively engage like Jesus and Paul in the lives of those around us. Strengthen us as participants in your transformative gospel. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.